And at the end of October, you might have been involved in those storms, particularly if you're a farmer around Cleve, Elliston or Tumby Bay, and the federal government is ready to help you out. Joined this morning by federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey. Rowan, good morning.
Yeah, good to be with you, Keith. Thanks a lot.
These disaster assistance payments, they're not for an awful lot in the grand scheme of things, but they're very important to be able to tide farmers over, aren't they?
Yeah, I particularly went on this with Bridget McKenzie, and I had my eye, to be fair, more on the horticultural glasshouse producers down on the Adelaide Plains now in the Clear Valley, where some of the hailstorms went through and ripped a substantial amount of the crop off the vine, and that won't be back this year, so that's like large losses. But also, you know, when we these things trigger, and it's through the application of the state government, they actually have to make a commitment, and this is a set piece that sits in the system. If they trigger it off, well, we come in with them. That's the way it works. And in this particular case, I think I've got 11 councils across Grey that are listed, and three of those are on EP, where the storms went through. And largely grain farmers in particular would have insurance for hail damage for their crops, because that's a relatively moderately priced product that most of us go for hail and fire insurance. But it could take a while for insurance money to come through. There can be clean-up costs. There can be smashed windows around the property and all those things that need attention to immediately. And this $10,000 grant, which seems a lot of money to a lot of people, is a moderate amount of money to some, you know, reasonable-sized operators. But it's to get them through the short period, tough time, and in particular in those areas those other parts of the farming enterprise, I think can be like a very important payment at the moment just to get them through.
Speaking this morning with federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, about the federal government's disaster payments for farmers after the October hailstorms. And Rowan, as you say, it is a very important thing for grain farmers to be able to get access to that hail insurance. But again, those insurance companies, not only are insurance companies renowned for being reluctant to pay up quickly, but there's so many claims going in at the moment particularly around harvest time, if there is any delay, that can be a massive, massive burden.
No. Well, I think you touched on it there. I wouldn't go so far as to have a slag off of the insurance companies over being reluctant payers. I actually think they've been pretty good in this area in the past, so I'll give them a pat on the back for that, and responsive. But you are right. When you've got a large number of claims to process, it can take time. Just depending on the size of the dam, the size of the operation, I suppose, the percentage of crop that's damaged or other things that are damaged, just how big an impact it takes at the time. But this payment is there to tide people over, really. In some other, and I've touched on that horticultural industry, we saw down on the Adelaide Plains, and I know this is not direct interest to your listeners, but those newer glasshouses, you know, the ones that are 5-6 metres high, they've got higher quality glass in them nowadays, and it's new, and glass gets brittle as it gets older. So some of those older ones, the more traditional ones, are often owned by smaller growers, where the impact of the losses, well, not only does the glass get smashed, the whole crop gets smashed as well. So it's important, I think, that we're there to give them a bit of a hand to get over that tough spot. But if it's good enough for the goose, it's good enough for the gander. So that's why it's out there for grain farmers and stock operations and the kind of things that we have on air in York Peninsula.
And just finally, Rowan, if there are farmers out there wanting to access these payments, what's the best website for them to go to?
It's at disasterassist.gov.au. So it's pretty simple, disasterassist.gov.au, so that'll give you all the information you need.
Make sure you head along to that website if you do need some assistance. Federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us.
Good. Thanks, Keith. Good to be with you.